There was no need for notes on this. Those figures were scratched inside my forehead in letters of fire. The computer had a large memory store and a high-speed scan. It hummed happily when I asked for the stars nearest to the given position. In under 13 seconds, it flipped through its catalogs, counted on its fingers, and rang its little computation-finished bell for me. I copied off the numbers of the first dozen stars, then pressed the cancel when I saw the distances were getting too great to be relevant anymore. Now I must think like Angelina. I had to be hunted, hurried, a murderess with 12 fresh corpses of my own manufacture piled around me. In every direction rode the enemy. She would have the same list ground out by the computer on the stolen cruiser. Now, where to? Tension and speed. Get going somewhere, somewhere away from here. A glance at the list and the answer seemed obvious. The two nearest stars were in the same quadrant of the sky, within 15 degrees of each other. They were roughly equidistant. What was more important was the fact that star number 3 was in a different sector of the sky and twice as far away. That was the way to go toward the first two stars. It was the sort of decision that can be made in a hurry and still be sound. Head toward suns and worlds and the lanes where other ships could be found. The cruiser would have to be gotten rid of before any planets were approached, the faster the better, since every ship in the galaxy would be looking for it. Then meet another ship, Ship X, and capture it. Abandon the cruiser and do what? My tenuous line of logic was ready to snap at this point, so I strengthened it with some aquavit and a fresh cigar. With my eyes half closed in reverie, I tried to rebuild the flight. Capture the new ship and head for a planet. As long as she was alone in space, Angelina was in constant danger. A planetfall and a change of personality were called for. When I looked up those two target stars in the catalog, the planetary choice was obvious. A barbaric-sounding place named Freiburg. There were a half-dozen other settled planets around the two suns, but all eliminated themselves easily. Either too lightly settled so that a stranger would be easily spotted, or organized and integrated so well that it would be impossible to be around long without some notice being taken. Freiburg shared none of these difficulties. It had been in the League for less than 200 years and would be in a happily chaotic state. A mixture of the old and new, pre-contact culture and post-contact civilization. The perfect place for her to slip into quietly and lose herself until she could appear with a fresh identity. Reaching this conclusion produced a double glow of satisfaction. This was more than a mental exercise in survival, since I was now roughly in the same place Angelina had been. The incident with the scuttling charge was a strong indication of the value the Corps put on their ships, and the low value they placed on deserters. Freiburg was a place that would suit me perfectly. I retired happily with a slight buzz on and a scorched mouth from the dehydrated cigars. When I dragged myself back to consciousness, it was time to drop out of warp space and plot a new course. Except there was one thing I had to do first. A lot of the little facts I knew had not been picked up in the core. One fact, normally of interest only to warp drive technicians, concerns the curious propagation of radiation in warp space. Radio waves in particular. They just don't go anyplace. If you broadcast on one frequency, you get a strong return signal on all frequencies, as if the radio waves had been squeezed out thin and bounced right back. Normally of no interest, this exotic phenomena is just the thing to find out if your ship is bugged. I put nothing beyond the special core, and bugging their own ships seemed a logical precaution. A concealed radio transmitting on a narrow band would lead them right to me wherever I went. This I had to find out before getting near any planets. There was a squeal and a growl from the speaker, and I cursed my former employers. But before I wasted my time looking for a transmitter, I ought to be sure one was there. Whatever was producing the signal seemed too weak to be picked up at any